episode 128 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dave Guerra, and this is the Walking Leader Podcast. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Okay, so as I mentioned in the previous episode, I talked about getting a personal mission statement. If you don't have one, think about getting one or get one. And so today, what I want to do is I want to dive into that. Let's see what we can do about getting a personal mission statement. Now, if you've never done one, it's okay. It's relatively easy, just a couple of little things you need to remember. And I'll start dissecting it, and we'll get into it a little bit deeper. But for the most part, it's easy to do, and it's something. It doesn't have to be huge. You'll be tempted to start off with something big, but eventually you'll fit it down to something nice, small, neat, and compact, and there should be no problem doing that. But you might ask yourself, what is a personal mission statement? Well, a personal mission statement defines who you are as a person and identifies your purpose, whether that's in the office or in life or with your family, whatever it is. It explains how you aim to pursue that purpose and why it matters to you so much. Author and career coach Dan Miller says a good mission statement should include three things: your skills and abilities, what you like to do, your personality traits, that's how you operate, your values, your dreams and passions, why you want to excel, why you want to go beyond, why you want to move further and farther than where you already are. And that mission statement, now, before, full disclosure, I think I went too far. Full disclosure, I have one. I've had one for the longest time. I'm going on 14, 15 years with one, and I'm surprised I didn't have one prior to that. Now, prior to that, I know that organizations have mission statements, organizations have vision statements, but I never thought about actually creating one for myself. That was until I took the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People training, the week-long training. It was awesome. It was fantastic. And in that training, part of it is to go ahead and create a mission statement. Now, earlier I said it could be short or it could be as long as you want. And usually at the very beginning, it's going to be kind of long. Mine right now is down to about a page. But I think, well, the last one I actually sat down and wrote. But I need to review it, rewrite it, rework it. And I think I could probably get it down to half a page. In the training, we were told that there can be some personal statements that are only 5 words long. I was like, wow, that's ambitious. That's all encompassing. But if those 5 words are straight and to the point and don't pull any punches, then by all means, that's fantastic. So again, getting back to Dan Miller, author and career coach Dan Miller, and what he says about the three things that need to be in a good mission statement: your skills and abilities, your personality traits, your values, dreams, and passions. And that's it. It should be about 1 to 2 sentences long, and it say in simple terms exactly what you're all about without any principles tacked on. Without any principles tacked on. What is that? What does that mean? So we've all seen them. We've all seen those police cop shows with the police off. And again, not anything against the off, not against anything, not against the police officers, not anything bad. But there are some that just kind of step onto that soapbox and start giving their 2 cents worth of what they see as where you're lack, where they, not you, but where the accused is lacking principles and guidance, and they start adding on that. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Without adding any of that principle, without adding any principles onto it, just strictly who you are. Now, as I said, your mission statement can be as long as you want it to be. It can be as short as it needs to be. But whatever it is, it has to inspire and motivate you. And it has to act as your personal compass. That just by reading it, instantly you're brought back on track. You're on track. You've adjusted your course. You're now moving in the right direction. And I've had that over the years, and I've been guilty of just ignoring it sometimes or just letting it go and not really paying attention. But when I do open it, I sit there and I reread it, and it's like, yeah, I see where I went wrong. I see where I went off course, but I get myself focused. So there's times that I've read it over the years, but to sit there and consciously make adjustments, I think now is the time. So again, you don't have to be constantly refining it. Now, why do you need a mission statement? Why that mission statement? Well, first of all, it's written by you. It's intentionally written by you. It helps you identify your goals and what it is that it's going to take to accomplish them, how you're going to get there. So you see this? We're at that point now. It's 2019. It's a new year. Things are moving in the direction we want them to go. But are we really getting there? And how are we getting there? So we need to not just write down our goals, but we write a mission statement to back up and support those goals, to ensure that what we're doing is everything we can be doing to get us to where we want to be. So I like to use the example of the $1 million. You know, my goal is to have $1 million in the bank. Well, how am I going to get to the $1 million? Well, I got to earn the first dollar and then the second and so on and so on. But I also have to have them in the bank. Don't be tempted to spend them. So you see, there we go. So know your values. Know what you're all about. Define your purpose. Find who you are on the inside and put that down in writing. Now, you're going to take a lot of notes for all of this. You're going to definitely take a lot of notes. So don't be in a hurry to get this done. And I know that this one simple podcast is not going to be the end-all be-all, but I do hope it serves as a beginning point if you don't already have one. So define your purpose. Write that down. Write down who you are. Write down who you are as your core. What you feel you are. Who you feel you are. Be specific. Not just in this, but in everything else that you write down. Be very specific. Because again, if you don't fine-tune it, laser focus, you're not going to get to where you want to be because you leave yourself with a lot of vagueness. And being vague is definitely, it's like walking in a room with all the lights off. You're not going to know where you're going, and you're just going to make a bad turn after bad turn, and you're going to bump your knee into the furniture, or your shin into the furniture, or stepping on a Lego barefoot. Yeah, that does hurt. Now, when you're writing everything down, be sure that you're being truthful to yourself. Be truthful to yourself. Don't lie to yourself, because you'll know it's a lie, and it's like, well, why are you even bothering? So be truthful. Tell your story. Tell what you want, but do it in a manner that is, well, you don't pull any punches against yourself, that you're not holding anything back against to you. Because again, if you start doing that, you're going to keep doing that, and you can't even be truthful to yourself. How are you going to accomplish any of the goals you want? Because it's going to hurt. And the truth's going to sting, and the truth's going to be what the truth is, the truth. And if you don't like the truth, then don't start. But if you're one of those that has to fight through it and must fight through it, then guess what? You're going to have to fight through the truth. The truth that you're going to have to admit to yourself, not anybody else. I'm not asking you to share this with anybody. This is for you and you alone. So be true to yourself. And when you're being true to yourself, you're definitely going to inspire yourself. You're definitely going to take yourself to places you've never been. And guess what? That is a good thing. Because when you take yourself to places you've never been, you're inspiring yourself to take yourself even further to the next step. And I'm not talking about physically going from point A to point B, but in your mind, once you break through the barrier of truth and you start being truthful to yourself, you start accepting yourself, you start believing in yourself, you start inspiring yourself. And ultimately, you motivate yourself. And next thing you know, you're wanting more and more and more, and you're getting what you want. So be inspirational to yourself. Be succinct. Keep it succinct. Keep it focused. Remain focused. You've got to. You can't be too vague. I talked about this earlier when it said about being specific. Straight to the point. Remain focused. Don't lose focus. Don't lose faith in yourself. You can do this. And that's why it's going to take time to write this out. So you can sit there and write down on one piece of paper one thing and tear it off and get another sheet of paper and write something totally different. But remain focused on what your intention is. Your intention is to do and believe in what you can to get to where you want to be, where you feel you need to be. So remain focused. The next thing is to aim high. Aim high. Don't aim low. Don't aim low, because anybody can say, I'm going to read a book by the end of the year. Well, yeah. Well, those that can read a book by the end of the year, by all means. But if your goal is to be a constant learner, that means you're constantly reading books. So look at it that way. You're going to be a lifelong learner. There's your aim. And you're aiming high because you're aiming for the rest of your life to be a lifelong learner. And what is that going to do? That's going to define your impact. Aiming high will define your impact. Why? Because when you go up, you're going to come back down. And what's going to be the impact? Well, you're going to be an inspiration to your children. You're going to be an inspiration to those that you lead, those that follow you, those that call you mentor. You're going to be that for them because, again, you've aimed high. You're going to get up to that point. You're going to be up there. So you write that down. This is who I want to be. This is where I want to be. And this is how I'm going to get it. And these are my goals. And this is the impact of those goals. I'll have $1 million in the bank. I can do whatever I want and spend time with my family because now I've got the financial resources to pay the bills, to put food on the table, and not have to worry about that. Yeah, see, people think, oh, well, yeah, I'll have $1 million in the bank and every life will be good. No, you still have to put food on the table. You still have to pay the bills. This way, you're just getting yourself ahead. Ask why at the end. You read it. You've got everything in line. You've got all your core. You've got your specifics. You've got your inspiration. You've got your motivation. You've got your goals. Ask yourself why. Ask yourself why and answer it right then and there. Don't take time to ponder the answer. And ask yourself why and answer it with the first thing that comes to mind. Be that person. Be that person that answers right away. And guess what? That answer will usually be the best answer, and that answer will usually be the one that's going to get you from point A to point B. So answer immediately. Don't pull any punches. Answer truthfully. Aim high with your goals. Aim high with what you want to accomplish. Define your impact. Know what's going to happen on the other end once you've achieved it. Remain focused. Inspire and motivate yourself. Be true to yourself and be specific. Define your purpose. Find your core. Work hard to get it under control. But all the while, make sure you're writing it down. Write it down. Take notes. Make sure that you know that you've answered all the questions, that you've been truthful to yourself. And then start packaging it. And how do you package it? Well, it might sound a little morbid, but it might be something to think about. And it could be a great way to look at things, is write your own obituary based on all the information that you just wrote down. Yeah, write your own epitaph. Write your own obituary. Begin with the end in mind. Backward planning, meaning you've accomplished everything. How are you going to get there based on everything you've provided to yourself? Everything you've written down, all the notes you've taken, all the paragraphs or words you've written down about you, about these questions, about your core, about your purpose. Put it all together. Write it backwards. And then once you've got that, go forward and redefine it. Write it out. And now you have a mission statement. Remember, the first paragraph is usually called the executive statement. That's usually a summary of everything that you're about to introduce. So don't be afraid to embellish a little bit. You know, again, you're the one that's going to read it because you still have to inspire yourself. But when you're in there, stay true to yourself. The blood and the guts of that mission, of your personal mission statement, has to inspire you. So don't forget to keep working at it even after you think you're done, because you're never truly going to be done, because you are still a work in progress. So your personal mission statement is one that's going to have multiple versions throughout the rest of your life, but keep at it. Keep working at it. Keep updating it. Keep refining it, because again, as you achieve one goal, what's next? What's next? So think about it. This time in 6 months, it'll be sometime around what, October? Or close to October, it'll be the fall, getting ready to go into the holidays. Maybe revisit your mission statement. And so on and so on. Well, folks, there we go. There we go. It's kind of in a nutshell. Like I said, it's not going to be the end all be all, but it is. I hope it's a start, and I hope it's a start for you. And I definitely want to hear from you. Dave at DaveGuerra.com, D-A-V-E at D-A-V-E-G-U-E-R-R-A.com. I definitely want to hear from you on Twitter at Dave Guerra. Follow me on Twitter there. My Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, The David Guerra, all one word. And let me know there. Let me know what you think. Let me know what's going on. How's it going? If you need a little help, drop me a note. I'll help as much as I can, because that's what I'm here. That's why I'm putting this out there, because I want to help you become a better leader. I want to help you become an even greater follower. And that's the only way. We got to help each other. And that's what I'm here to do. I want to help you. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I've been doing this. That's what this is all about. and it's not going to stop. So that's part of my mission statement. That's my personal mission statement, is to continue to help people become better leaders by making them become better human beings and seeing themselves as something just a little bit more than just a title, seeing themselves more than just the person that answers the phone, seeing themselves as the person who, well, feels good about themselves. So, with that being said, again, I thank you for listening. This has been episode 128 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I hope to hear from you soon, and I will talk to you very soon. Oh, and by the way, we're not done with the personal mission statement. We're going to revisit this a little bit later on, but we're not done yet, so don't think that this is it. Alrighty, well listen, take care, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Walking Leader Podcast. It would mean a lot to me if you were to take a moment and leave a rating on iTunes. See, your word is gold to me, pure gold, and I appreciate you. I always have, and I always will.